Hello and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. Today we're talking about cancelled shows. Okay, I'm going to start here. The influx of remakes that we've been having in cinema right now, just remaking everything from live action, from animation to live action, or remaking old films into new ones. All of them are expressions of art and everything, and I appreciate that. But the influx of remakes that we've been having now has been making me think a lot about cancelled shows. And when it comes to cancelled shows, I hold a lot of grudge. In fact, a very big fat grudge against, you know, studios that cancel shows. I mean, now, there's probably no connection at all, or all the connection in the world between these two things, but it is very annoying that you want to keep remaking old films, old things that we've seen. You seem kind of averse to actually making new brilliant ideas, investing in new brilliant ideas. Fine, no wahala, it's risky business, so sometimes you want to use the nostalgia to cash out. That's fine. But like, what is up with cancelling shows? There's a show from 2014 that I watched, and it wasn't until I watched Big Bang Theory and I saw how Sheldon was with cancelled shows, you know, the kind of pain that can almost, it can be so intense that it is almost physical sometimes. The kind of pain you can feel from never knowing what happens to characters that are important to you. Forever was a 2014 series. It was a crime drama. It was about a doctor, Henry Morgan, who was immortal. He could not die. He had tried everything over the past few hundred years that he has been alive to die, and he cannot die. He always comes back. And so he started, in a bid to find a way to die, he went from actual medicine to medical examination to actually study death, so that he... Oh God, it was such an impressive series. Look at how I'm discussing that. I'm remembering, and it was... it was so good. And it was 22 episodes. I'm glad that it was that long. It was in a time when they made series that long. So we got 22 episodes. Pretty well-rounded, detailed story of very well-built characters. However, in 2019, when we were waiting for season 2 and hoping that season 2 would show up, they cancelled the show. And I remember watching that series again and again for months. I don't know if I was going through something then, but it was just so good. It was really, really good. Yeah. In 2020, I watched it again, I think during COVID. And I almost cried knowing that I would not know what happened, what brilliant story these people had, you know, because I was sure the plot twists were going to be amazing. Everything was going to be amazing. And even though they continued, I might not have, and they went up to 12, 13 seasons, I might not have continued with them. I'll be very honest with that. I don't like when things get too long. But I just feel like that show was cut very short. And it pisses me off that there are remakes everywhere, every other Wednesday, of new old things that we're not even asking to see different versions of. But I'm sure there are other shows, hundreds or maybe thousands, I don't know, of shows that have been cancelled like that. Shows that had places to go, dimensions that they were going to carry us to. I feel so sorry for everyone on that project, because I know that it must have been heartbreaking to cancel that. But yeah, that's just it. Are you the type of person to be this particular about cancelled shows? Are you the type of person to obsess over characters so much that sometimes they become your personality? Are you the type of person that takes it personally? Are you like Sheldon that takes closure personally? That you can even call the directors of the... you can call the company distributing the media that, why did you guys cancel the show? What's going on? So yeah. I feel like I could, for this show, this particular show, Forever, I feel like I could do it it's not that deep. It is that deep. Anyways, thank you so much for listening.